All right, we're back for episode 13 this week. So last episode, we talked about B2B personalization at scale and why relevance is key to winning buyers. Today, we're going to take it that step further and talk about how sales and marketing must align to deliver that personalized experience consistently. In many B2B companies, sales and marketing tend to operate like two separate worlds, often pointing fingers at each other when targets aren't met. But the truth is, when the teams are aligned, magic can happen, and that's where you really start to scale. So companies with strong alignment tend to grow 19% faster and are 15% more profitable, according to studies.
Yeah, I mean, you can understand why that is, right? When, you know, they're no longer siloed into their own little silo, I suppose, and they're working together as a team, which is what they should be doing from the outset anyway. It just helps everything else function better within the company, you know?
Yeah, well, when you have that misalignment, you end up, you know, having lost leads, wasted resources, and customer frustration.
100%.
I think customer frustration is a huge one. You know, you're talking to one person and then the next person doesn't know what's happening here, and it can lead to a lot of miscommunication, frustrations, and can really put a bad taste in a buyer's mouth.
Yeah, 100%. And so the thing is, what they should really be doing there is both teams should really be sharing the same goal. They should be getting together around the same table, sharing that same goal, which should most likely be closing deals at the end of the day. That's the whole point of having a marketing and sales system in place anyway. But often they have conflicting KPIs, they have communication gaps, you know, and things just aren't aligned. And it just causes so much headache and issues within the organization itself. There's just a better way.
Yeah, 100%. And there's quite a lot of friction points between sales and marketing. You know, marketing will complain that the leads are low quality or unqualified. Sales will complain that marketing doesn't understand buyer pain points or timing. When you have the lack of shared definitions, what exactly counts as an MQL or SQL? When that marketing is bringing in high qualified leads and the sales team, it makes the sales team's job easier.
That's right.
You know, because they're already either looking for your service or they have a problem and you provide that. And
yeah,
that's the whole point of marketing. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And the thing is, what should actually be happening with these market qualified leads is they come through the different marketing channels. They are generally lead scored against various different things. They then are seen as a marketing qualified lead, and that basically means that, you know, this lead is qualified via marketing as a potential lead that can be handed off to the sales team.
Yeah,
and the problems that exist when they're siloed is, you know, if marketing doesn't understand truly the job of what sales is trying to achieve, what their KPIs are, what they're looking from a market qualified lead, it just makes life harder for everyone, you know, and that's where the frustration starts. And another issue as well is tech stacks, where the data themselves on the leads are actually siloed within their own systems,
yeah.
And that in itself is a massive problem. And this is probably more likely why you have systems like HubSpot and the system we're building, where you can have a full customer overview or lead view of where that customer has come from in terms of the channels, where what pages they've looked at on your website, so you have a full overview of where they are at in their kind of buyer's journey. So when they come through as a market qualified lead, they're easily handed off to the sales team, and then the sale is then or the lead is then hopefully qualified to a sales qualified lead, and which then turns into a customer. But that can only happen when there's a kind of unified framework in place for to bring the siloed marketing sales teams together.
Yeah, you need to have those defined shared goals. You know, what are your revenue targets? What are your pipeline goals? What are your lead quality benchmarks? And, you know, maybe do this. I'd probably do this every quarter. Sit down with the team and have those shared visions, shared goals, and shared core values.
That's right. It also gives you an opportunity at that point as well, Chloe, to go over what's happened in the last quarter and see how things can be improved for the next quarter so that they're aligned even more than what they were previously. In a lot of cases, what we've done is what we've seen with other teams is that once they get together, they can proceed to creating what's called a service level agreement. And that basically spells out the expectations for lead volume, lead quality, and the follow-up and timing of those leads as well, you know?
Yeah. And then what you want to do is you then want to align on buyer personas, pain points, and key messaging. Because if when you're doing ads as well for like B2B businesses, for example, and you're just targeting to any man and your dog who isn't actually, you know, interested, who maybe doesn't have, maybe you're selling a high ticket item and, you know, they can't necessarily afford that, or it's not within their budget, then you've just wasted money on a lead that isn't qualified. So one, that's wasting budget. Two, that's wasting the salespeople time contacting them, maybe meeting up with them if you have to meet in person to do this, where, you know, if your ads are targeted. And again, this comes down to knowing who your ICP is, because once you have that ICP, your messaging is aligned correctly for them, it resonates with them, and it makes the sales team's job much easier.
That's right. And I would also say that, you know, just because a lead is marketing qualified doesn't necessarily mean it's going to end up sales qualified. And that really depends on where they are in their journey, you know. Yeah. So, and I suppose, you know, services like sales enablement and things like that, that's where the sales team can find this kind of information out. But if you go back to the basics of this, sit and see the teams working together for a single North Star, a single goal, that would just makes life a lot easier.
100%. When you have a client who maybe, you know, becomes a marketing qualified lead, for instance, you're selling solar, they might be in the process of building their house, but their house still has, you know, say 5 to 6 months until it's fully built, and then they'll start, you know, properly looking at it. But they could be looking at solar now to understand costs, to understand, you know, how long is it going to take for you to install it? How long is all these sort of stuff? Maybe even getting quotes at the moment. But that means that, you know, they could, there's a potential for that MQL to turn into a sales qualified lead and to convert into a loyal customer.
100%. And that is actually made much easier as well when you use integrated tech stacks, which we were talking about earlier, which is the CRM and marketing and sales automation, with clear data sharing so they can understand exactly where that lead is in their buyer's journey, which is exactly what you've just described there.
Yeah.
And, you know, having regular cross-team meetings and feedback loops just helps the two functions get aligned seamlessly, so they're working as a team and just not separately.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, when you're sitting down as a full team, not as marketing and as sales, you can understand, you know, what could be better from both areas. how you can generate more leads, how you can convert those leads. And it ultimately does help you scale your business a lot quicker when everybody's on the same page.
That's correct. And you can take this even a step further. I just touched on sales enablement there, which is generally helping sales with, enabling sales themselves with content and campaigns and planning and things like that as well. So what's really good for when you're doing this and creating what I would call a growth engine, which would also include the customer success or customer service part of this. But it's good for them to have that collaborative approach and how sales insights can fuel better marketing content and tailor to the real objections and questions. So if sales knows what those objections are when the marketing qualified lead comes through, they can actually address those questions at the marketing side before it even gets to sales, so that by the time it comes through marketing, and this is the whole point of this, when it comes through the marketing channels and things, that by the time it gets to sales, the sales should already be done.
Yeah.
You know, and really, that's how most B2B buyers are working nowadays anyway. You know, so marketing can support sales with targeted. They can help nurture campaigns based on lead behavior. They can help create case studies, battle cards, email templates, and they can all be developed together just for a seamless customer journey as well. You know, so it's easier for the customer, because that's the whole point in marketing and sales being there. You know, to help solve the problem that customer actually has.
Yeah,
and getting that real kind of feedback from the sales and campaign effectiveness can really hone in and help everything run a lot smoother.
Yeah. And like you said, it makes life so much easier for the customer. You know, they don't have to, when you're a customer on the outside and your marketing and sales is divided, you can really see that. And when you can see, you know, people aren't aligned, someone's saying one thing, the other person's saying another, you tend to stay away from it, and you will go to another company. When you have an aligned team, all in the same goal, same objectives, working collaboratively, the customer experience is amazing. It's hassle free, and it tends to be quicker. And you know, the client will just be like, "Awesome, this is great." Which we saw with one of our clients who we worked with up in Mackay. You know, when we first started working with him, everything was a little bit misaligned. He was losing leads weren't getting contacted when they should have been getting contacted. So then we worked on the marketing first. The leads were coming through, but then they weren't getting converted. So then we realized there was a sales problem there. So then we aligned both the marketing and sales. And, you know, we've seen a huge increase in both leads and converted leads.
Anyway, yeah, so you're absolutely right. And I mean, that prime example, that particular client, you could actually see the frustration with people, because you're spending a lot of money to get the marketing and the marketing engine going. And really, it's a growth engine. You've already got a sales team and marketing team in place. They are still siloed, but you know, you're trying to, I suppose, transform the business so that they come together, and that did obviously work really well for the client, and that's exactly what we do with all our clients. You know, it's not just about doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. There needs to be a holistic strategy around marketing, sales, and customer service in order to help that business drive revenue.
Yeah, 100%. So there's different things that you can measure to understand your alignment success. So you can track the joint KPIs like pipeline velocity, lead conversion rates, and revenue influenced by marketing. You can use different tools for attribution reporting, to see how marketing activities are supporting sales outcomes. And, celebrate those wins together. That helps build trust and momentum, and really scale the business, really grow the business.
Yeah, 100%.
So there's a few actionable takeaways I want you guys to take away from today. Schedule a kickoff meeting between your sales and marketing leadership this week. Audit your current lead handoff process and identify any gaps or delays. Develop or revisit your SLA and get buy-in from both teams. And start a shared dashboard to track your joint KPIs and progress. You have anything else you want to cover?
No, this time,
Yeah.
Chloe. It's just look forward to seeing people in the next episode.
If you guys, if your sales and marketing is misaligned and you don't understand how to join those together effectively, give us a buzz. We're more than happy to help out. And we want to see your business grow and scale. Next week, for episode 14, we'll be uncovering the secrets to building powerful B2B referral programs that turn your happiest customers into your best sales team without spending money on ads. All right, thanks guys. We'll see you on next one.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.